federal employees returned to work while budget negotiations resume. Tentative end reached in long Boeing strike. Bosnia peace talks ending, whether in success or failure. Good Monday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The federal government is fully open today from the passport office to the Washington Monument.
We've got the ticket system is operating again. Staff is there waiting for the visitors. We've already got a small line of people waiting to get into the Washington Monument.
This thanks to a deal between the Republican Congress and President Clinton.
This agreement reflects my principles. And for the first time, the Republican leaders in Congress have acknowledged the importance of those principles.
This is Rob Armstrong on Capitol Hill. The deal followed a weekend blizzard of proposals and counterproposals. The White House finally agreed to compromise language that commits the president to a balanced budget by the year 2002. But White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta notes that it also protects Medicare, Medicaid, and education.
Those are the issues we've been fighting for over these last few months that we want to protect. And for the first time now, we have the Republicans acknowledging that those priorities are going to be protected in an agreement. This is an important step in the right direction.
Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole was quick to declare victory.
I think we prevailed as far as the budget, seven-year budget agreement is concerned. That's from the start. That's been where we think we should have come down. We think we're right. We think the American people are with us.
But are the American people with congressional Republicans? We asked Kathleen Frankovic, director of surveys for CBS News, about a new CBS News poll out this morning.
Only 22% of Americans overall approve of the way Congress was handling its job. That's back down to the levels we saw last October and November, just before the Republican landslide.
The big issue now is whether the Congress and the president can finish the 13 appropriations bills before this new stopgap spending bill expires December 15th. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
As White House correspondent Bill Plant tells us, Mr. Clinton kept a close eye on public opinion.
White House polls show the same thing that a CBS News overnight poll shows, which is that the public blames Congress over the president 51% to 28% for the government shutdown. The terms of this agreement are vague and it is not binding. So what the two sides seem to have accomplished is to work their way out of the government shutdown, which the public did not like, and enable themselves to move on to the next step, which is negotiating this budget. That could take months. It is unlikely that they will allow the government to shut down again when the current act runs out in about 4 weeks.
House Speaker Gingrich said this morning Republicans are now ready to discuss scaling back their proposed tax cuts. Kansas Republican Senator Nancy Kassebaum is expected to announce today she's retiring after 3 terms. Boeing and its machinist union have reached tentative agreement to end a 45-day strike. Employees could be back at work Wednesday if the pact is ratified tomorrow. These picketers got the news in Wichita.
It sounds good, but until we can sit down and read it, it doesn't mean anything.
It's about time. Everybody's been out long enough, you know, feel like it's about time to get back at the grindstone.
Your brother has finished practicing his clarinet.
What, Mom?
You heard me. And give me those earplugs, young lady.
For the 5th year in a row, AT&T has teamed up with the Los Angeles Philharmonic to present the AT&T Premier Artists Program. These concerts showcase young, internationally acclaimed musicians of diverse cultural and ethnic backgrounds.
You know, he plays that clarinet pretty well now.
Yeah, the dog next door doesn't howl along anymore.
Hey, be glad I talked him out of the accordion.
Oh, my nightmare.
AT&T has also provided a 3-year grant to the Los Angeles Music Center Opera for the world premiere production of a Latino work, Journey to Cordoba.
Next week, he's switching to the saxophone.
What?
So, the clarinet will be all yours.
I'm not taking clarinet lessons.
Huh? Gee, these earplugs work real good.
Mom!
Creating a better climate in Los Angeles. That's your true choice, AT&T.
It's all within your reach.
Later today, we will know if 20 days of Bosnian peace talks in Ohio succeeded or failed. There's no clue from State Department spokesman Nicholas Burns.
This should be wrapped up. And we'll plan the event. Whether it's a positive event or a somber event, we'll just have to see.
This is Bill Whitney at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Secretary of State Warren Christopher led negotiations that went on nearly till dawn. A source familiar with the talks says a Bosnian peace deal is not yet resolved, and the main sticking point is still the issue of carving up territory and providing safe passage from one region to another. An event, originally scheduled by Christopher for this morning, is likely to slip till this afternoon. If there is a deal, the legal people and the mapmakers will still need time to get documents ready to be initialed. Bill Whitney, CBS News at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
A bomb has slightly wounded the leader of the Russian-backed Chechen government and several bodyguards. Polish voters have gone back to the future. Adam Rayfield has the story in Warsaw.
Lickfoot Winsley is a hero, one man said, but this is not the time for heroes. We need someone now who can build a modern country. So they voted for a bright, young, educated technocrat, a sharp contrast to the simple shipyard worker with the graying mustache. Alexander Kwasniewski, a former communist, says he's now a social democrat, pledged to maintain Poland's economic and democratic reforms and links with the West. Political analyst Karol Malczyszynski says the election won't bring back the bad old days.
There's no chance of return of socialist planning economy, of censorship, of communism. That's gone. That's a democratic country.
Kwasniewski's left alliance also controls parliament, and though some saw that as a threat, he says it's an engine for positive change. Adam Rayfield, CBS News, Warsaw.
Greek Prime Minister Andreas Papandreou was rushed to Athens' top heart hospital this morning with breathing problems. He's 76. The killer of Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin reportedly was trained by the security service. Jesse Shulman reports.
In a Tel Aviv courtroom, a relaxed and self-confident Yigal Amir called killing Rabin an act of justice and said that while his finger had pulled the trigger, the whole Jewish people down through the generations had acted with him. Meanwhile, 3 months Yigal Amir spent in the former Soviet Union are getting a closer look. He was sent as a Hebrew teacher. He may have worked as a security guard, and it's confirmed he did receive weapons training. Some sources now say he got that training in a course for bodyguards run by Israel's internal security agency, Shin Bet. It was Shin Bet bodyguards who were responsible for protecting Prime Minister Rabin the night Yigal Amir gunned him down. Jesse Shulman, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
Former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney has filed a $37 million libel suit against the Canadian government. This because the government alleged that he took illegal payments to influence Air Canada's decision in 1988 to buy Airbus aircraft. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
Before the turn of the century, Nuco margarine was called vegetable butter. For almost 100 years, Nuco Real Margarine has been loved for its rich flavor, velvety smooth texture, and its unique no-burn and lactose-free advantage. I'm Bob Harris, and today, Nuco is earning an even stronger loyalty. Why? Because we refuse to water down Nuco to save money. Nuco cooks better, bakes better, and fries better because it's real margarine, not a watered-down spread as some leading brands have become. That's why Nuco is so creamy and delicious. You can trust your best holiday baking to Nuco Real Margarine in sticks and soft tub. There's a new generation coming over to Nuco now. Join us. Learn about Nuco quality, Nuco taste, Nuco no burn and lactose-free advantage. Become a Nuco lover.
Nuco, a new generation. Nuco, it's a whole new generation now.
Moment ago, the Dow Jones Industrial Average surged past the 5,000 mark for the first time. It's now retreated a bit. Market watcher William Lefebvre is on the phone with us. Bill, what does this mean?
Well, it's a wonderful day. I mean, after all, another 1,000 points. The first time we ever had 2,000-point marks in the same year. We had 4,000 back in February, and here we got 5,000 in November. So it's a wonderful thing.
Do you anticipate a correction in the near future?
Somewhere along the trail, it'll give up some points, maybe a couple hundred. I don't mean in the next 2 days or so, but yes, there'll be a pullback at some point. But I think it's going higher first.
Market analyst William Lefebvre on the Dow going past 5,000. We'll have the latest figure in just a moment. Authorities in Fullerton, California, near Los Angeles, say a small airplane has crashed into an apartment building, sending flames racing through the structure. An unconfirmed report says some people may be trapped in the burning building. In Addison, Illinois, 3 people are charged with killing a woman, 2 of her children, and removing a live, full-term fetus from her womb. Fred Moody, cousin of victim Deborah Evans, says one of the accused had fathered a child and also been an abuser.
Laverne Ward, on a number of occasions, has beaten Debbie. We know for certain that an order of protection was filed against Laverne Ward.
But his mother, Johnny May Ward, says he's innocent.
I'm devastated because I know my son didn't do it.
One report says accused killers Fidel Caffey and Jacqueline Williams took the fetus because they wanted a baby. The newborn is reported in good condition. The weather looks good for Space Shuttle Atlantis to return to Kennedy Space Center just past noon Eastern time. It has been on an 8-day voyage to the Russian space station Mir. The Beatles have a new hit in the making. The long-awaited Anthology 1 album goes on sale at midnight featuring Free as a Bird. It was recorded by John Lennon back in 1977. Overseas, the dollar is higher. London gold is up 15 cents. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead over 6 points. It's 10 past.